You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. A collection of photographs by artist Raina Young is currently on view at the University Galleries in Uptown Normal. Curated by the University Galleries' Kendra Pates, The Rugs Topography is the name of the show. Raina Young says it's also a song lyric from the band Failure and the album Fantastic Plastic.
The album in its entirety is heavily rooted in transition, and so it's about transition for me.
So is there something you're transitioning in as an artist?
Personally and within the work, I'm dealing with transition, so I'm discussing the transition from my intimate relationship with my former partner, so transitioning from a romantic to a platonic partnership, but also the transition that my former partner was facing with their gender identity. So transitioning from identifying as male to identifying as female.
And is this who we see in many of these photographs here?
Yes, Maddie, my former partner, serves in all of the portraits in the Rugs Topography.
So why, Kendra, why this show, why right now?
One of our photo faculty members, Jason Riblando, had invited me to serve as a portfolio reviewer for a conference. And Raina was one of the artists that I had a portfolio review with. And, you know, I met with several artists that day, but Raina sat down and she had examples of this work, and I was blown away by it, and she had just finished grad school, which I couldn't believe because the work was so accomplished, and just the content of it really resonated with me, and we connected on a personal level too. I mean, we hugged at the end of this session. I've never hugged somebody at the end of a portfolio review, but with the nature, you know, these transitions that she's talking about, just by the very nature of sitting down and discussing that with somebody, you know, there's this kind of vulnerability and this kind of trust, like at the end of it, I felt like we had a connection, and I kept thinking about the work then. So that was a good indicator to me also that there was something really there, something of substance. In the fall, we had an exhibition of a Philadelphia-based artist, Amy Cousins, and she was dealing with radical queer histories and protest ephemera, and we had a lot of programming associated with that, and a lot of support, a lot of excitement about that exhibition. And although the works are very different, both in their approach and sort of what they're dealing with, I felt like there was a need to keep addressing a lot of issues that the LGBTQ community and their allies and their supporters are dealing with. And putting it in this specific room, this is a more intimate gallery. You're able to come in and be surrounded by the work. Then a lot of times I leave a lot of space around work, but it felt really important to have a lot of the works represented, to see the variety of approaches that Raina had. You know, there are pieces that function more as these kind of psychological portraits, some that fall more into the portraiture genre. And as you're walking through the room, the first photograph and the last photograph are different views of the same hallway. So this sort of like portal, this sort of transition point, they have very, very different feels as well in terms of the lighting and what you see, the viewpoint.
Raina, let's take a look at some of the photos. There's one right here that caught my eye when we walked in, and this shows your ex-partner with a robe on and patterned stockings, mm-hmm. and he's casting an eye over the shoulder at us. And it's a very interesting expression that we're getting here. Can you tell me about taking this photo and what it was like?
Definitely. Most of the images for the body of work were made in the home we still shared upon romantically separating. But it was important to showcase that kind of threshold between the public and private space. I try to avoid direct eye contact in my work, so there's no reciprocal gaze typically. But this one, I think, kind of teeters on that ambiguity a bit. There's a tension that resides in the image that's really fascinating to me. Whether the viewer is confronting the subject or not is kind of unknown. So we don't really know if we're kind of peering into something we shouldn't see, or we're actually being confronted by the subject. And then obviously there's little clues in there that maybe suggest that something's happening beyond what we might notice at first glance.
Over here on this wall is not a portrait of a person, but it looks like a portrait of an underwear collection. And I just find it to be really interesting, rather sumptuous, actually, wonderful texture. And it seems like a mixture of, well, you never can tell these days, but it looks like a mixture of male and female undergarments.
Yeah, these sort of ambient photographs I include in the work serve in a couple of ways. So they become visual breaks from portraiture, but also create kind of a metaphor for circumstance. I wanted this one to feel like the undergarments kind of extended beyond the frame, which I guess speaks to this idea of choice and transition and where to begin. And so you're kind of confronted with all of these choices, and like you mentioned, the garments are a bit ambiguous in terms of what gender assignment we look towards with them. They are a mixture of kind of more feminine cut underwear and then more brief style, I guess, underwear as well.
Raina, the photographs are all untitled. Why did you make that choice?
For me, it's about the body of work as a whole. Titling the work I've never felt it to be necessary. I think the body of work for me as a whole becomes a portrait of our relationship and of my kind of perception of our experiences. And so it's really about the collective experience and visualizing everything in a kind of cyclical way. So I didn't want to allude to anything that maybe spoke to a specific order, but also didn't want to give just general descriptions of things.
That's artist Raina Young, along with curator Kendra Pates. The rug's topography continues at the University Gallery through April 1st. I'm Laura Kennedy.